Rasha for Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Haftorah deals with the prophecy of Yechezkel about the dried bones that were brought back to life. Mendel Hirsch explains the connection between this Haftorah and Shabbos Chol HaMoed insofar that, just like in Mitzrayim, we were like a dead people, almost buried there amongst the Egyptians, and we came back to life at the exodus of Egypt. So it will be in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will revive us and bring us back to life as a nation, and not as the people thought after they went into the Babylonian exile, that they were lost and all hope was lost and they were a dead people. In the Parshas Drachim, he explains that's why the Gemara says that these dried bones that were resurrected were from various people that were sinners. Some say they were the tribe of Ephraim, who counted the years till the Exodus, and they made a mistake, and they left Egypt 30 years earlier and were decimated by the Plishtim. Shmuel said that these were people who denied the resurrection of the dead. Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba said that these are people who have not any mitzvahs at all. Lachluchish shel mitzvah, not the smallest sap of a mitzvah. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafta said these are the people who, during the first temple, chipu ha'echel b'shrotzim. They took the temple and they covered it over with disgusting kinds of vermin. And he says, the Parshas Drachim, why did God resurrect these people specifically? Because the Jewish people at the time felt that there was no hope for them. They were a dead nation who God abandoned, and therefore they felt that they could stop keeping the Torah, because a master who sold his slave has no claims on it anymore. And God wanted to show them it's not true, that they were like children to him, not slaves, and therefore the Jewish people can never be lost. And even the people who are the most, the greatest sinners, aren't lost completely. That's also the connection with Shir HaShirim, which speaks also about the tremendous love and connection between God and the Jewish people, a connection that can never be severed. Also, another possible connection between Shabbos Chol HaMoed and the Haftorah is that the original Shabbos Chol HaMoed, the first Shabbos after the exodus from Egypt, was 3 days after the exodus, as it is today. They left Egypt on Thursday. That was the first day of Pesach. And Shabbos Chol HaMoed was the third day in the desert. And that's when God told them to return towards Egypt in order that the Egyptians should pursue them. And at that point, they understood that the Exodus was not the end of their tzaras. There would be other situations that God would save them from, as Moshe Rabbeinu had not told them in Egypt, but he had been told, "Eh Yasher, eh Ya, I'll be with them in this tzara, as I will be with them in future times of distress." And Moshe told Hashem, "I think maybe I shouldn't tell them now about future times of distress before they're taken out." And then, after they were taken out, Moshe revealed to them that there were to be other times in Jewish history of distress and salvation. And therefore, the Medrash says that the first ones who sang Shira were the Jews at the sea. Even though Shir, masculine Shir, they said on the first day of Pesach, masculine Shir represents a Shir that is an end, where there's no anticipated other tzaras. Shira connotes the fact that there will be other tzaras and other reasons to sing songs on their salvation. And since the bones of the children of Ephraim were what would have scared the Jewish people and made them return to Egypt, that's why they went a roundabout way not to see the bones of the people who were decimated because they left Egypt earlier. Therefore, there's a connection between the third day of Pesach, which is Shabbos Chol HaMoed, which was then Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and this Haftorah. Also, this is the idea of Shir HaShirim, that after all the tzaras that we go through, God is always there as our beloved. Even the tzaras that he brings are for the purpose of ultimate redemption. Another idea is that on the third day, after they left left Mitzrayim, the freedom was already a chazakah. 3 days of freedom they had. They got used to their freedom. And they had time to think of what the purpose of freedom was. That it wasn't just to be free physically, but they were redeemed by God at the right time, in the right way, for the right purpose, to take away from them Shibud Malchios and the Yetzer Hara, and therefore God resurrected these bones, that these are all people who didn't realize the real purpose or didn't believe in redemption, and therefore the Rabbanu Shem wanted to show that even these people will be resurrected, and they will ultimately realize the purpose of their resurrection, the purpose of their redemption. And it says, Bilsaglili says, that when these people were resurrected, they went to Eretz Israel, they got married, they had children, and the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseris stood up on his feet, and he said, I am from their great-grandchildren, and these are the tefillin that my father left me as an inheritance, as a heritage from these people who were brought back to life. In the end, they realized that the purpose was to go to Eretz Israel and to have children and to continue on the existence of the Jewish people and to put on tefillin. Tefillin show the connection of a person to God, and also the fact that we are to be a light unto the nations, that when the nations of the world see our head tefillin, they stand in awe of us. And that's also Shir HaShirim, which represents the purpose of all redemption, is to strengthen that relationship between us and God, and to be able to impress with godliness and the existence of God the nations of the world. All of this connects into the Torah reading for Shabbos Chol HaMoed, which speaks about God's renewal of his covenant with us after the sin of the golden calf, and the special extra time of divine will and desire for us, where Moshe Rabbeinu was shown the 13 attributes of mercy, and the new covenant with three Yomim Tovim mentioned again, also shows this idea of rebirth and resurrection, that after we were like a dead people in threat of being destroyed by God, after the sin of the golden calf, God renewed and resurrected us, and as if to say, brought us back to life by forgiving us for the sin of the golden calf, and making once again his covenant with us. So it all ties in with this idea of the resurrection of these dry bones.